The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, July 31, 5500 block of 16th Avenue. Complainant reported their vehicle parked in the underground garage was broken into sometime overnight. Point of entry was a smashed side window. Items stolen include a GPS, radar detector, dash cam, toolkit, and a starter jump kit with a total value of $2,000. Identification services attended and examined the vehicle for fingerprints. August 2, 4900 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a female entered the store and selected 5 items before entering the change room. When she exited the change area, she was only carrying 2 of the items. The complainant believes the suspect concealed 3 of the items valued at $200 before she left the store. The suspect is described as Caucasian, 50 years old, wearing a camo shirt and ripped blue jean shorts. Police patrols of the area proved negative. Photographs of the suspect to be disseminated for possible identification. August 3, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported a sophisticated fraud that began through Tinder and ended with the complainant investing money through a fake investment company. The complainant began an online relationship with a person, through Tinder and after several months was convinced to invest in the company. They realized they were the victim of fraud when they attempted to withdraw funds. Investigation ongoing with cybersecurity. August 3, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a female entered the store and concealed a $1,000 Louis Vuitton purse and left the store without payment. The suspect is Caucasian, in her 40s, slim build, wearing a white top, black tights, and carrying a black backpack. Still photos from security video will be disseminated for possible identification of the suspect. August 5, 4900 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a female entered the store and selected several items and went into the change room. It is believed the suspect concealed some of the items and left the store without payment. The suspect left the area in a gray, 2016, Honda Civic. Still photographs from surveillance video to be disseminated for possible identification of the suspect. August 6, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they were being blackmailed, after sending explicit photographs over Snapchat. The suspect threatened to send the screenshots to the complainant's followers on Instagram. No money had changed hands at this point. The photographs do not include the face of the complainant. It is believed the suspect was using a scam account. Police advised the complainant to block all platforms and make their Instagram account private. Ladner. August 1, 5600 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant reported their bicycle was stolen sometime overnight. The bicycle is described as a 2017 to 2019 Giant Talon 2, gray with an orange pinstripe on the frame, and front suspension forks. The bicycle was hanging from a bike rack, which was secured in their carport with a chain and lock. Police attended and conducted a canvas of the neighborhood for possible surveillance video, but none located. August 1, Police Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported their Facebook and Instagram accounts had been hacked, and they had received an email from a suspect requesting $150 to have the accounts reinstated. Complainant was advised to report the incident to Facebook. Police also assisted the complainant with setting up a new Facebook account and assisted with password protection. No funds changed hands. August 3, 5400 block of 48B Avenue. Complainant reported patio furniture, consisting of 2 armchairs, a love seat, and a metal table with a total value of $1,200, stolen from the front of their residence. A neighbor's surveillance video captured 2 males stealing the furniture. The file is under investigation. August 4, 3600 block of River Road West. Police observed a male standing at the open driver door of their vehicle with the engine running. When the male was questioned, an odor of liquor was detected. The male provided 2 breath samples with both reading, fail. An immediate 90-day roadside prohibition, and a 30-day vehicle impoundment were issued. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the male left with friends. August 6, 7200 block of Highway 99. While conducting a traffic enforcement at the Massey Tunnel, police stopped a vehicle traveling at 150 km per hour in an 80 km per hour zone. This section of highway also had a construction advisory posted speed of 60 km per hour. The driver was issued a vehicle impoundment and a ticket for traveling at an excessive speed. The vehicle was towed, and the driver and their passenger left the scene in a taxi. August 6, 5500 block of Admiral Way. Complainant reported their vehicle stolen from the secure lot. A towing company was contacted, but they confirmed the vehicle had not been towed from the lot. Surveillance video to be examined and the vehicle information added to Canadian Police Information Center.